Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. From a local business to a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hi everyone, I'm Dr. Nikki Ackermans, your science correspondent, here with some of the top science and tech stories this month. We start this science news roundup with one of the biggest events of the year on the scientific calendar, the Nobel Prize. This year's prize in the physiology or medicine category went to Drs. Julius and Patapouchian for discovering temperature and touch receptors that led to a huge increase in our understanding of how our nervous system senses heat, cold, and mechanic input. This is the team that realized that when you eat a hot pepper, the reason that you feel hot is really because your heat sensors are being activated by the capsaicin in the pepper and not the spicy ones. In the physics category, Drs. Parisi, Hasselman, and Manabe won the award for their foundational work on how humanity influences the Earth's climate, including models predicting future impacts of ocean and atmospheric conditions. In the past, this team were the first researchers to create a model for weather, and those are the same ones that we use today. The Chemistry Nobel Prize was awarded to Drs. List and Macmillan for developing a new tool to build molecules that has led to advances in pharmaceutical work and has lessened the impact of chemistry on the environment. It's important to note that no women were among the awardees this year for any category, and only 48 women have received a Nobel Prize in science so far, as opposed to 844 men. No black scientist has ever been awarded the Nobel Prize. Although they're announced in September, I did want to give a quick nod to some of this year's Ig Nobel Prize winners. That is, research that makes people laugh and then think. The Ig Nobel Peace Prize was awarded to the team that tested the hypothesis that humans evolved beards to protect themselves from punches to the face. You can only imagine how they measured this. The Transportation Prize went to the team that determined it was safer to transport rhinoceros by helicopter rather than by car. And the Ecology Prize went to the group that performed genetic analysis on the bacteria contained in wads of chewing gum stuck to the pavement in different countries. That's some very brave science. For our short astronomy story, astronomers using NASA's Chandra X-ray Observatory telescope may have detected a planet in a galaxy outside of the Milky Way for the first time in history. It appears to be located in the so-called Whirlpool Galaxy around 28 million light years from Earth. This specific telescope used for this discovery orbits the Earth at 139,000 kilometers of altitude and uses super-sensitive mirrors to pick up detailed images of space at different light spectra. In our biology section, we have a whale of a story that came out this month, and it was about whales being able to eat much more than researchers previously thought. This was measured with an underwater device that estimates size and density of krill swarms using sound pulses emitted by a box suction cup to the whale's back. These suction cup tags were about the size of a car battery and also contained a small camera, a pressure transducer, accelerometers, a hydrophone, and a GPS tracker. They fell off after about 10 hours and floated to the surface for the scientists to collect them. The results of this study indicated that whale feeding amounts were underestimated by around 20%. As an example, we now know that blue whales can eat from 10 to 20 tons of food a day, and that's about as heavy as a school bus. Another whale study this month was more about what comes out of the other side. It set out to study whales' carbon capture potential. You heard that right. Researchers found that one whale can sequestrate up to 33 tons of CO2 on average per year, taking it out of the atmosphere. On top of that, whale poo contains a lot of iron and nitrogen that encourages phytoplankton to multiply, they themselves sequestrating millions of tons of CO2. The researchers estimate that in their pre-whaling numbers, whales were about 4 times more numerous than they are today. And combined with all of that phytoplankton activity, they captured hundreds of millions of tons of CO2, which led this team to call them an international public good, and to insist that raising whale numbers would be a great tool to fight climate change. Now for a short medicine story. The Brain Initiative is an international consortium of hundreds of scientists. After 4 years of combined work, they have revealed highly detailed maps of the brain area that controls movement, also called the motor cortex, and they've done this in mice, marmoset monkeys, and humans. The researchers use RNA sequencing to compare types of cells between species. They also used a tool called PatchSeq to collect multiple types of data from a single cell and record things like electrophysiological properties, cell anatomy, and molecular structure to compare across these 3 species. The researchers created publicly available large-scale datasets that will provide powerful analytical options to further basic understanding of the brain and develop new solutions for treating diseases like Alzheimer's. Now for a rundown of the Daily Tech Headlines Sunday Science Supplement topics that I've covered this month. At the beginning of the month, the 2Africa undersea cable was announced, backed by Facebook. It plans to go live in 2023, linking Europe and Africa, making it the longest internet cable of its kind at 45,000 kilometers long. It's going to bring internet access to up to 3 billion people. I also talked about how undersea cables work and why sharks like to bite them. It turns out they might just be really curious. Google added options to some of its apps to help individuals make more sustainable choices. This includes options like more fuel-efficient routes in Google Maps, carbon dioxide emissions associated to each flight on Google Travel, and your thermostat shifting up to renewable energy when available with Google Nest. Microsoft and NVIDIA paired up to create the Megatron Turing Natural Language Generation Model, which is a mouthful, and it's also the most powerful language model trained to date. It is unmatched in common sense reasoning, reading comprehension, and natural language inferences. It's considered a huge step forward in the field and will make it cheaper and faster to train more language models in the future. Following an announcement by both Toyota and LG to invest in electric cars and batteries, I broke down the different types of electric cars currently on the market in the US and how they work. I also broke down the basic science of lithium-ion batteries and explored how battery technologies might be improved in the future. For the last story of the month, MIT's Computer Science and Artificial Intelligence Lab deployed autonomous passenger boats in Amsterdam. They're fully electric, and they use GPS and LiDAR to avoid obstacles. Many autonomous boats have been in development, but this was the first one to go mainstream. A short COVID science update that you probably already heard about. The US FDA authorized booster shots for COVID-19, including mixing and matching of jabs from different companies. While the mRNA vaccine uses a different biological mechanism than the adenovirus-based vaccine, they both protect against COVID and do not interfere with each other, and so they've been authorized to be mixed. The Pfizer vaccine has now also been emergency approved for children ages 5 to 11 as well. Our final story is a little bit fun to wrap up this segment here. The ISS hosted its first Taco Tuesday after growing green and red hatch chilies, the most complex plant life successfully grown in space. The tacos were made with fajita beef, rehydrated tomatoes and artichokes, and topped with space chilies. It took about 4 months to grow these chilies in a growth chamber containing more than 180 sensors that can also regulate moisture levels, temperature, and CO2 concentrations for experiments. This adds to the space harvest of lettuce and radishes that were grown on previous missions as part of the Artemis program, with the goal of astronauts being able to eventually sustain themselves with space agriculture. That's it for this month. I hope you feel just a bit smarter. If you have any questions, you can find me on Twitter at @AckermansNicole, or you can listen in to Daily Tech Headlines for the next Sunday Science Supplement. I'll be back next month with more science and tech news. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. From a local business to a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.